Honesty Scott Grayson joins us after a season-high 14 points, 7 rebounds on the night. Did a great job dishing the basketball as well with 3 assists. Honesty, this was a coming-out party for you tonight against Gardner-Webb. As Coach Flo said, hey, once you slowed it down, you got it going. You were hard to stop. What are your takeaways on your performance tonight?
I felt like I just, you know, stayed level-headed, played team basketball, and stayed focused on the task at hand, and we just got it done.
You and your teammates are a lot of fun to watch. You specifically, you play so hard on both ends of the floor, and in talking to you, especially in the preseason, you told us that, hey, you know, you were struggling to learn the defense at times. It has taken a while for everybody to get acclimated with that. 3 games in, hey, how do you feel you're adjusting to Coach Flo's defense and her style of play?
I definitely feel like I'm doing a lot better at it. I did have a hard time in the beginning, but, you know, she would go over film. We go over film a lot, so I just learned where I needed to be, just stay focused during practice and make sure I was, you know, correcting my mistakes, and, you know, I improved then.
And then third game in, again, your season high 14 points on the offensive end. Does it help having played a couple games in this arena and obviously several more practices in this arena to get that shot to fall when it's go time?
Yes, definitely, because I feel like the past couple of games I wasn't hitting my shots, but the more I got used to it and got into rhythm and, you know, calmed down and, you know, stayed level-headed, I felt like they were starting to fall.
Let's talk about your teammates around you. You have a lot of weapons inside that you can go to with Unique Thompson and Jayla Jordan and Koulibaly as well. But even on the perimeter, you guys have so many weapons that can score. What does that do for your confidence knowing that, hey, it doesn't have to be you or Unique every time down the floor to score?
It's definitely a great thing. My teammates are amazing players. We all work hard as a unit, and we can score at all levels. So I'm very proud of them.
All right, Honesty, 3-0 at home, but now you guys get to go on the road for the only non-conference game of the regular season against Houston on Saturday. What do you want your team to improve on, and what can your team take away from these first 3 games as you go to Houston?
Our coach always talks about, you know, we can't coach effort. I feel like we're just going to have to come with more effort next game. And, you know, and, you know, just stay playing as a team, stay focused, and, you know, get the dub.
Honesty, congrats on the performance tonight. Congrats on the win. Best of luck on Saturday, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Coach Terry Williams-Lanois joins us to talk about tonight's win. Coach, congratulations. It was a game from the get-go. Your team came out and set the tone early. You did it with defense, and you did it with offense inside the paint.
We did, and we started inside right away, going inside to Unique Thompson. That's always a great way to start the game.
Yeah, Thompson, 21 points on the night, Coach. She picks up that 12th double-double. She was a spark for you in the first quarter. I also thought Annie Hughes was a spark for you in the first quarter. Her points came early, but, boy, Auburn really fed off their energy in that first quarter of play.
She did. I thought she was a spark, and then when Romy Levy came in the game, I thought she was another spark. She played the top of the press extremely well.
Yeah, a lot of different contributors tonight for Auburn, and we'll get to most of those, Coach, but defensively, let's start with that. You set the tone with that pressure, and it's been something you've been able to do for 3 consecutive games. Did you see improvement tonight from the defensive rotations and where the players were position-wise on the floor?
You know, what I saw tonight was them being more aggressive and not really standing back and being passive. I'm sure some of the rotations was probably still wrong, but at the end of the day, when we're aggressive and getting after people, you never know where people are supposed to be because we're flying in the passing lane, diving after loose balls. I thought we did a great job with our defensive pressure.
Well, and that's what you did from the first quarter all the way to the final whistle in the first quarter, in the fourth quarter. And Coach, it was every player on the floor. One of those that we're going to talk to here in a minute, Honesty Scott Grayson, she did it for you on the offensive and the defensive end tonight.
Yeah, I thought Honesty made some great hustle plays on the defensive end. You know, she started off a little slow, but she came back. She got herself back calmed down. Okay, right on. Yeah. You know, she just makes a lot of moves with those layups, so she just calmed down and just laid it straight up. But I thought her activity was really huge in our press. And then on the defensive end, after they broke the press, her energy back in our 12 and back in our 23.